There are some classic campfire stories that we hear again and again. Stories like Bloody Mary or The Hitchhiker. Then there are stories unique to the place they're told. Stories drawing on the history of the camp where they take place. Where a long-lost camper or escaped madman is roaming around your lake. Where the ghosts mentioned just might be lurking in your cabin. And that's the kind of tale we have for you today, as told by Jay Berry from Interlochen Center for the Arts.
My name is Jay Berry, and I am the manager for instrument services at the Interlochen Center for the Arts. Well, the story I'm going to be telling is the story of the Corson Auditorium ghost. And a little bit of background is back in the day, it was about 25 years ago, 30 years ago almost, I was a practice supervisor at Interlochen, and I didn't have a car. And so my friend and I would always make friends with people who had cars, and in this case, it was the boys on stage crew. So one night we were waiting for them to take us to the beach. And so we were watching them do a light hang. Watching people do a light hang is akin to watching people mow the grass. Really, really boring. And so we were just sitting there in the seats, and the time was passing, and it was getting later and later, and we were just sitting there watching him do this light hang. And then out of nowhere, he says, "I'm hanging lights, and I'll be done in a minute." And my friend and I looked at each other, and we said, "Yeah, we've been watching you for about 3 hours now. We were hoping you'd pick up the pace so we could get to the beach tonight, like before dawn." And he said, "No, I'm not talking to you." And we said, "Okay, who are you talking to?" And he said, "I'm talking to Margaret." "All right, we're the only ones here, and neither of our names are Margaret. Who are you talking to?" And he said, "I'm talking to the Corson ghost." So, of course, we got up and left, because who wants to drive to the beach with a crazy person, right? So, flash forward to about 10 years later, it's my first full year working at the Arts Academy. It's after honors combo. It's about 11:30 on a Friday night, the night before graduation, and I'm collecting instruments, and I'm trying to find an E-flat clarinet. I cannot find this E-flat clarinet. And I am pacing back and forth backstage in Corson, looking for the E-flat clarinet. And I keep hearing sounds. Usually around here, it's a mouse or a chipmunk that you hear, but I keep hearing sounds. And I keep thinking it's my friends coming back to help me, but they're hiding from me. So getting a little agitated, a little irritable. I'm very tired. I just want to find this E-flat clarinet. So finally, I decide, oh, the heck with it. I don't care about the E-flat clarinet anymore. So I turn to leave, and I hear a woman's voice right by my right ear say, "What are you doing?" And I whipped around because I thought it was my friend Mary, and nobody was there. So I thought, okay, I'm tired. It's late. Let's just go. Let's just call it a night. Forget about the E-flat clarinet. And I turn around to go to the exit door again, and I hear this woman's voice right by my right ear say, "What are you doing?" And I thought, oh my God, this is the ghost. This is the Corson ghost. This is Margaret. And I said, "I'm looking for an E-flat clarinet, and I'll leave as soon as I find it." And I turned around to run, and I tripped over the E-flat clarinet. So we don't know who she is. We don't know where she came from. No one has ever died in Corson. But she's a very helpful ghost. And every now and again, if you're looking for something, you hear a woman's voice say, "What are you doing?"
That campfire story came from Jay Berry from Interlochen Center for the Arts.